Welcome, human, to the afterlife. I am a goddess, and I will be guiding you through your transition to whatever world or afterlife you choose. You could choose the heavens, or you could choose to reincarnate into another world. You could choose to reincarnate into your old world. Or you could choose to spend the rest of eternity in some sort of limbo or purgatory. The choice is completely up to you. But, personally, just between you and me, it's been pretty popular lately, especially with those that passed on in your age group from your world. I believe the term is called, isekai? Drop in on another world that I've been authorized to give you a little bit of a head start on. Shall we go over a few other things first, though? Protocol, of course. The method of your demise, it was, oh my, am I reading this correctly? This is your name, correct? Yeah. You passed on from an anxiety attack. And, you were in a bathtub. An empty bathtub. Alone. Well, I've heard of sadder ways of passing on, and that's perfectly okay. You didn't lead the best of lives in your world, did you? I'm sorry. It's okay. Shh. There now. Everything's okay now. Let's see if we can get you a better life in the next world. So, here. Here's a pamphlet with all of the offerings. The first choice is the heavens. There are 9 of them. And based on your life and how far you made it in that life, you would have access to, well, the first 2 levels. Which means, honestly, very little fun. And basically just watching the living. No. None of that. No hanky-panky. No alcohol. No drugs. You wouldn't even have anything below the waist. So, I honestly do not recommend it. I've tried it before myself, and it is boring to tears. So, the second option is being reborn in another world. if you look over here on this page, this package isn't too bad. On your 8th birthday, you remember your last life, all of your prior knowledge. You don't get any real special bonuses other than, how to put it, perfect attunements to any magical abilities of the world. You'd be a natural at anything like that. It's not a bad deal. The third option over here, I would just take you as you are and drop you into a world that needs heroes. These worlds are rather special cases. They're a little messed up. They've been invaded by demons, demon lords, demon kings. They're basically not doing so well. The plus side is you get all of your current knowledge, a bonus to abilities, and I could give you a special item, power, or ability to take with you. On top of that, you would get a special moniker of that world, unique to you and technically anyone else that we would send to there, called Hero. A few people have, opted for this scenario. I would try to send you to one that's unique to you, but, honestly, the easier worlds have been running out. But if you act now, I can promise you that I will make sure that a very lovely young lady will be waiting for you and will assist you in your adventures. Wouldn't that sound wonderful? And which option would you like to go for? An excellent choice. Then prepare yourself, young mortal, for the adventure of your next lifetime awaits you. Good luck, and I hope we don't meet again for at least most of your next lifetime. Oh, and the crusader you're supposed to be meeting up with? You might have to save her when you meet her. Just a little heads up. Good luck.